text for this morning is Psalm 130, the first two verses. We will hear the whole psalm. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning, yes, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The Psalms is a very important part of the Bible. The Psalms were the hymn book of the Old Testament believers. They have been sung and prayed in worship for thousands of years now. Some people pray through the Psalms every month. In monasteries and convents, it was common for the Psalms to be sung through, 150 of them, every week. One of my mentors in college said to me, "If you want to learn to pray, read the Psalms." When we pray the Psalms and other prayers in faith, the Lord promises to hear and answer all our prayers. We pray in faith by believing and trusting in our Lord Jesus Christ. For Jesus said, "Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." That doesn't make our prayers into a magic formula, but it indicates that our prayers are heard because of Jesus' redeeming and saving work. For us, as sinful human beings, to come to God on our own, to pray to God as we are, there's no reason that he should listen to us or answer us. We are filthy, unworthy, unclean, guilty, and deserving to go to hell. But through faith, we are washed, redeemed, and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, so that now when God looks at us, he sees us as his own dear sons and daughters, without sin, without stain, without spot. He sees us as little Christs. He hears and answers our prayers because of Jesus' sake, because of his infinite grace and mercy, mercy that is unfathomable, immeasurable, beyond our understanding and comprehension. Sometimes we can come to the point of thinking that we don't really need God anymore. We're all big people now. We don't need that little shove and that little push from God. We don't really need God to be watching over our every little action. Or sometimes we think that God isn't really listening after all. He doesn't really care about us. Why should he care about us? We're used to doing things on our own. We're in college now. We don't need anybody else. But even the best students will make mistakes. Even the most qualified instructor will have an off day, a lapse of memory, or will get something wrong in class and outside of class. And in the grand scheme of things, it isn't such a huge matter to get an answer wrong on a test or to misspeak on occasion. We all understand daily human foibles. But what about when it comes to standing before God? What about when we are faced with major issues in our life? Sin, crime, illness, some major difficulty in life. There are things we just cannot fix on our own and that we cannot handle. When we think we've got life figured out and have everything just the way it should be or just the way we want it, that's often when we get a big reminder that we are not in charge, that we must daily depend on God to live and move and have our very existence. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. We are brought down into the depths to realize that we need God every day and every hour. Sometimes we bring ourselves down into those depths through our sinful actions or simply through not trusting in God. You'll often hear drug addicts and others talk about hitting rock bottom before they were really confronted with their need for help. To recover, they must first recognize their problem. In Christianity, we speak about the law showing us our sin, that we must repent of our sins and be truly sorry for them. Sometimes we are brought down by events around us in our life. Friends disappoint us, or we experience an accident or an illness. God never wants us to have to suffer. He never sends evil upon us. But he uses the difficulties of life to wake us up, to keep our hearts always relying on him instead of on ourselves. And when we sink to such depths, when we are struck down to such low points, we turn again more to our God in prayer. Our attitude changes, but God hasn't changed at all anywhere along the way. God has always been there, just as he said, hearing and listening and answering. He never turns away from his believers, from his children in need. He promises again and again, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Ask, and it will be given to you." Psalm 130 goes on to show how God graciously hears our prayers, how he forgives all our sins. There is forgiveness with you. With the Lord there is mercy. With him is abundant redemption. And he shall redeem Israel out of all his iniquities. If we have sinned, and we have, God is listening and ready to forgive because of Jesus. If we have strayed, and we have, God is listening and ready to welcome us back because of Jesus. If we are suffering or troubled or worried, and we are sometimes in our life, if we have hit rock bottom, God is listening and wants to lift us up again because of Jesus. God's mercy is limitless, unfathomable, beyond our comprehension, more than we need, more than we deserve, more than we can understand. He hears, he helps, he saves us. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Let us rise and pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.